हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, धन्यवाद प्रणाम्स। वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। एंड टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस संजय नित्यानंद प्रभु जी ऑन द कॉल टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ वृंदावन परिक्रमा। एंड वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव यू प्रभु जी। प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल प्रभु जी। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू द कॉल प्रभु जी। वी कांट हियर यू प्रभु जी।
प्रभु जी
हरे कृष्णा,
Yes,
एम आई ऑडिबल नाउ? यस,
प्रभु जी।
ओके। हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो टुडे इज भाई दूज। ऑल्सो भाई दूज इज अ फेस्टिवल वेयर सिस्टर्स नो प्रे टू यमराज टू गिव लॉन्ग लाइफ टू देयर ब्रदर्स। एट द सेम टाइम ब्रदर्स ऑल्सो प्रे फॉर गुड लाइफ फॉर देयर सिस्टर्स। सो दिस इज फेस्टिवल विच स्टार्ट फ्रॉम वृंदावन एक्चुअली, विच आई विल शो यू एट द एंड ऑफ दिस वीडियो। सो ड्यूरिंग आवर ट्रिप, ब्रज यात्रा, वृंदावन यात्रा, टुडे वी विल गो टू राधा गोकुलानंद मंदिर, विच इज जस्ट नेक्स्ट टू राधा रमन मंदिर। सो लेट्स गो टू माई स्क्रीन ऑफ माई कंप्यूटर। जय श्री राधे श्याम। जस्ट अ मिनट, मतलब माउस किधर गया? ओके, जस्ट अ मिनट। राधा गोकुलानंद मंदिर की जय। Yesterday we went to Govardhan Dham. There we offered all beautiful bhogas to Giriraj Maharaj, prepared by my wife. I have sent that video with some of the devotees. Yeah, mouse, थोड़ा सा पीछा हटो बेटा।
यस प्रभु, आई हैव शेयर्ड देम टू द ग्रुप।
यस, थैंक यू माता जी। So now let's go to Radha Gokulananda. So this is the main entrance of Radha Gokulananda. It is just next to Radha Raman temple. So this is the entrance. Let's go inside. Okay, this is a repeat video. Sorry. Yeah. So it's one of the six Goswami temple of Vrindavan. So when you go inside, you will see the path going two side. One is right side and another one on left side. So left side is a Samadhi. We will go at the after taking darshan of Radha Gokulananda. So this is the hall of Radha Gokulanand. Okay. This is a another angle of Radha Gokulanand hall, and the altar is there deep inside. So the deities are little far inside. I'll show you the old picture of the deity taken by me. And there is a Parikma path. Kids playing with Giriraj. And there is a Parikma path. Parikma. In temple, people used to do parikrama, and the parikrama usually this is first time I'm seeing any parikrama under the temple, kind of no underground. So we also do parikrama. So let's take one more darshan of Radha Gokulanand. Close of darshan, long back taken by me. On the altar, there is Mahaprabhu on the left hand side, and the Radha Krishna, and another Radha Krishna, worshipped by different acharyas. One more Radha Krishna here, and one Giriraj at this place. The Giriraj is very small. Given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this video I took during the month of Jhulan Utsav, the swing festival that time. So I'll tell you all the beautiful stories behind the darshan of this temple. During swing festival, they make this kind of decoration. They make Ashtasakhis, and in between Ashtasakhis, there is Radharani and Krishna. So these are the different Sakhis. They are the different Sakhis of Radharani. Well, the face is so beautiful of the Sakhi. The devotees singing different Vaishnava bhajan. You like the darshan? So beautiful, na? The gopis are so beautiful. Okay. So let me tell you the story of Radha Gopalanand. The temple of Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand is said to have been established by Loknath Goswami. So Loknath Goswami is one of the first Goswami whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent to Vrindavan even before Mahaprabhu arrival of Vrindavan. So with Loknath Goswami, Bhugarbh Goswami also came. So before them, Advaita Acharya, he also visited Vrindavan, and then Nityanand Prabhu, he was there in Vrindavan. Madhavendra Puri, he was also there in Vrindavan. But Loknath Goswami is the first person whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent from Navadvip to Vrindavan. At first, he was not ready to leave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but with a very hard request of Mahaprabhu, he agreed to go. At the same time, the Bhugarbh Goswami joined him when he heard that Loknath Goswami is going to Vrindavan. Okay. Although Loknath was not directly one of the six Goswami of Vrindavan, he was the first Gauriya Goswami to arrive in Vrindavan Dham, and he was also the eldest and most highly respected among the other Goswamis. He became one of the most renowned among the Gauriya Goswamis residing in the Holy Dham, and is often referred as being the seventh Goswami. The temple of Radha Gokulanand that he founded is included among the famous seven Goswami temples of Vrindavan. It appeared that the temple of Radha Gokulanand may have previously been known as the temple of Radha Vinod, as this name appeared in some historical references. It was around 100 years later when the deity named Gokulanandji, then worshipped by Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti, was actually installed in the temple. It is thought that the concept of the seventh Goswami temple of Vrindavan came into being during the Renaissance period, ushered by the Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur and his illustrious disciple Baladev Vidyabhushan, who became the next Gauriya Vaishnava Acharya in the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya after Loknath Goswami's famous disciple Narottam Das Thakur. Just prior to the attack of Vrindavan by the tyrant Aurangzeb in the 1670, the deity of Radha Vinod was taken out of Vrindavan along with other Goswami deities and is now being worshipped in the city of Jaipur. The deity of Radha Gokulananda in the temple is thought by many to be original deity worshipped by Vishwanath. But some of the other disagree, saying that original deity is in Jaipur along with Radha Vinod. The other deities that can be seen in this temple are all Prativu Murtis, including Gauranga Mahaprabhu worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur, Radha Vinod worshipped by Loknath Goswami, Radha Vijay Govind worshipped by Baladev Vidyabhushan, and also the Prativu Murti of Mahaprabhu's famous Govardhan Shila given to Raghunath Das Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Govardhan Shila was worshipped by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave it as a gift to Raghunath Das Goswami. The original Shila bears the thumb impression of Lord Chaitanya, is presently being worshipped at Bhagwat Nivas in Ramantrethi area near ISKCON temple within Vrindavan. Within the compound of Radha Gokulanand Mandir, one can see the Samadhi of Loknath Goswami, Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur and Ganganarayan Chakravarti. So let's go to see the Samadhi as well. So when we came out from the temple, there is other side is the Samadhi of our Vaishnav Acharyas. So let's go inside. So this one is a Samadhi of Loknath Goswami. I'll try to go to upstairs to give you a close look. So here is the Samadhi of Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami ki jai. Loknath Goswami and Bhugarv Goswami are the one people who found this 12th forest of Vrindavan. So I'll tell you about all these acharyas one by one. I have some picture as well. Just a minute. Gauranga Guruna Karu Dino Hino Jani Sama Patita Braj Braj. Come on, Nandagao Vrindavan. Okay, Vrindavan Radha Gokulananda. Okay, Radha Gokulanand, here Radha Gokulanand. Okay. Just a minute. But I guess it, okay. So this is a close view of Radha Gokulanand. And I'll also like to show you the small Giriraj given to this one is the small Giriraj Maharaj given to Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur or Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, sorry. Given to Raghunath Das Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Raghunath Das Goswami arrived in Vrindavan that time, this Shila all given to him, Govardhan Shila, although the real one is in within Vrindavan, but in another temple. So let me tell you about Loknath Goswami, some of his wonderful pastimes. So, okay, here is Loknath Goswami. According to the biographer, Loknath Goswami was born into Bhat Brahmin family in Talakhari village in Bengal, which is now in Bangladesh, in the year of 1483. According to the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Loknath Goswami is mentioned as being one of the most important disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. After renunciation household life, Loknath Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip just prior to Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. It is said Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan and search out the sacred forest and other important holy places scattered around Brajmandal. Some says that this order was received in dream. Loknath's lifelong friend and companion, Bhugarh Goswami, was one of the paternal uncle and also a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, had received a similar order from Lord Chaitanya and therefore accompanied Loknath Goswami on his journey to Vrindavan arrival there in the year of 1509. It is said that Loknath and Bhugarh were partially inseparable, and the extent of their friendship is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar. Loknath's affection for Bhugarh was well known everywhere. They had different bodies, but in spirit, they were one. In order to locate the sacred forest, the two Goswamis simply wandered here and there around Braj, calling out the name of 12 forests. It is said Brinda Devi revealed the exact location of each forest to the two Goswamis. Due to his natural humility, Loknath forbade Krishnadas Kaviraj to write anything about him in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus, only his name was again mentioned. Sanatan Goswami had mentioned his name in the Mangalacharan to his famous book Hari Bhakti Vilas, as well as in the Vaishnav Tathosani. His commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Loknath Goswami constantly traveled throughout Brajmandal while visiting the various holy places where Krishna had performed his pastimes. He also spent some period of his time performing bhajan on the banks of Sangam Kund at Khandirwan. But when he visited Kishori Kund in the village of Umrao near Chhatrawan, he was so impressed with the transcendental beauty of the place that he stayed there for some years engaged in bhajan. One day, Loknath Goswami discovered the deity of Sri Sri Radha Binod hidden within the depth of Kishori Kund. After discovering the deity, Loknath Goswami devoutly worshipped the deity for the rest of his life. It is well known that Loknath Goswami was extremely renounced and never accept a bhajan kutir. He always kept the deity in his cloth bag hung around his neck and close to his heart like a necklace. During the rainy season, he would keep the deity in the crevice of the tree while he himself would simply sit on the ground on the pouring rain next to the trees, chanting the holy name and on his japa beads. Due to his natural humility, he did not feel quality to accept any disciple, although many were ready to accept him as his guru. However, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in the dream and told him that in the future he would have to accept at least one very special devotee and his disciple as his disciple, whose name would be Narottam Das. When eventually Narottam Das arrived in Vrindavan, Loknath was still not in the mood to initiate any disciple, but once again Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in the dream and asked him to give mercy to Narottam Das, who was certainly the most worthy candidate. After receiving the dream, Loknath Goswami relented and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his only disciple. It is believed that Loknath Goswami entered Samadhi in the year of 1585. Others have mentioned dates in the year of 1583 and 1588. His sacred book was entombed next to the temple of the Radha Gokulanand that had founded. According to Gaur Ganodes Deepika, Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, Loknath Goswami, is the gopi named Leela Manjari. Loknath Goswami, Sri Leela Manjari Pura. So, Loknath Goswami ki jai. So, now we will come to know about the situation that how Narottam Das Thakur approached to Loknath Goswami. So, there we can see Samadhi of Loknath Goswami as well as Narottam Das Thakur. Although, this one is not the Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur because Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, he gave his body in Padma River in Bangladesh. Narottam Das Thakur got the Krishna Prem. This one is the Samadhi, although it's written Samadhi, but actually Narottam Das Thakur, he got Krishna Prem from Padma River. There is a huge long story. I'll try to narrate it because today we will read about these two Goswamis. So let's read about Narottam Das Thakur as well. Srila Narottam Das Thakur disappeared from this world while in Bengal in the year of 1611. The Samadhi contained a flower garland, Pushpa, worn by Narottam Das in outer cloth, a kopin, and his japa beads. Some says that this was the baithak or sitting place during the time that he stays here near where his guru reside on the bank of Yamuna River. He was the only disciple of Loknath Goswami and become famous for the large number of devotional songs that he wrote. Throughout his singing and expert mridanga playing, he made the Manohar Shoy style of Kirtan, originated by Srinivas Acharya, famous throughout the land. He was also a powerful preacher and converted thousands of the bhakti cult of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal and Assam, as well as in the state of Manipur, where he was the first to introduce the Sankirtan movement. Some year before Narottam's birth, Lord Chaitanya was on a tour of Bengal, where he visited Navadvip and the Ramkeli village, which is now in Bangladesh, Ramakeli village, where he met the brother Rupa Sanatan and Ballav, who were at the time still engaged in the governmental service. While there, Lord Chaitanya went to take his bath in the nearby Padma River. On the opposite bank of a river was a village called Kheturi Gram, where it is the future Narottam Das would be born. While gazing into the water, Lord Chaitanya began to call out very ecstatically moved, "Oh Narottam, oh Narottam!" Lord Chaitanya then informed the devotee accompanying him that in future a very great personality would be born in Kheturi. His name would be Narottam, and he would become so absorbed in the Nama Sankirtan Ras, it would be equal to the Sankirtan Ras experienced by Lord Chaitanya himself. The Lord also told the devotees that he would now bath in river. He would now bath in the river Padma, and later when Narottam would came there too, the water of river would extend to Narottam the Lord's special mercy and divine love. In the year 1543, the same year as Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, Narottam Das took birth in the village of Kheturi. His father was Kaistra Brahmin, who are generally accepted as Kaistra, but some considered them to be Sudras. Narottam's father, however, was revered as a king due to his great wealth and ownership in the vast tracts of land. As a boy, Narottam was a brilliant student and loved to hear about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he reached in his teen, one night he had a dream in which Lord Nityananda appeared before him and told him, "Tomorrow morning you should take bath in the river Padma. At that time you will receive Krishna Prem, pure love of God." On waking the next morning, Narottam went immediately to River Padma, and on entering the water, experienced a sudden spiritual transformation. As Narottam became overcome with ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya suddenly appeared before him and embraced him with his arms, and Narottam left the spirit of the Lord enter in his heart. At that moment, Narottam's dark complexion turned into molten gold, the same color of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental body. On coming out of the water, Narottam began to dance in ecstasy up and down and the river bank while loudly chanting the holy name of the Lord. As the morning wore on, suddenly realizing that Narottam was missing from home, his anxious parents came to the river bank in search of their son. When they saw a golden complexioned youth dancing in the ecstasy on the river bank, they could not at first recognize him as being their son, because his dark complexion and physical demeanor had so drastically changed. Eventually, they realized that it was in the fact their son, and they immediately brought him back to their home. When they got their son home, they noticed that he was completely changed person who continuously chanted the holy name of Krishna both day and night. After some time, Narottam had another dream where Lord Chaitanya appeared before him and, after tightly embracing him, ordered him to immediately leave for Vrindavan, where he should accept Loknath Goswami as his spiritual master. Very soon after this dream, Narottam ran away from home, proceed to Vrindavan, much to the disappearance of his loving parents. On arrival in Vrindavan, Narottam immediately went to see the deity of Govindaji, and upon beholding the deity's beautiful form, fell unconscious on the ground while exhibiting all the 8 symptoms of ecstatic love known as Ashtasattvik Bhav. This news quickly spread about this most unusual incident, and Jiv Goswami immediately came to Govindaji Mandir to see Narottam. Some of the devotees in Vrindavan had heard about the prediction made by Lord Chaitanya, and he had been wondering when Narottam would appear. Narottam was immediately placed under the care of Loknath Goswami, stayed in the garden near Keshi Ghat, where the Gokulanand Mandir now stands. As Narottam had been informed in the dream by Lord Chaitanya to accept Loknath Goswami as his guru, he delightedly performed all kind of menial service for Loknath, who had also been told in dream Lord Chaitanya to accept Narottam as his disciple. Nevertheless, due to his great humility, he being not feel qualified to initiate anyone and therefore declined. Regardless, the Loknath Goswami unwillingness, Narottam continued to offer his menial service to Loknath and would even clean the area in the jungle which was used by Loknath as a toilet. Loknath then had another dream where Lord Chaitanya again appeared and reminded Loknath that it was Lord Chaitanya's own cherished desire that he should accept Narottam as his disciple and initiate him. After receiving this dream, Loknath learned and accept Narottam as his only disciple and requested Jiv Goswami to accept Narottam as his Siksha Guru, Siksha disciple, and train him in all aspects of Vaishnav philosophy. Narottam then became part of Jiv Goswami's famous Triyoka of Siksha disciple, which along with Srinivas Acharya and Syamananda Pandit. In the year of 1582, Jiva Goswami sent these 3 illustrious, the most brilliant disciple on a preaching mission in Bengal and Orisha by bullock cart with a large trunk of books written by the 6 Goswamis that has all copied by hand and were to be distributed among the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the first ever book distribution party in the history of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Before leaving, Madhu Pandit Goswami blessed them with flower garland from Lord Gopinath. After reaching Bengal and having met all the Vaishnavas, Narottam Das returned to his home village, Kheturi, and organized was to become the first ever Gaur Purnima festival celebrating the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the followers of Lord Chaitanya attended the festivals, including Jahnava Mata and her son Birbhadra Goswami. During the festival, with the help of Srinivas Acharya, Narottam installed 5 sets of deity for the benefits of the devotees. One of those are Braj Mohan, is still being worshipped in Vrindavan near Gyan Gudri. Narottam has one very close and dearly beloved companion named Ramachandra Kaviraj and one of the important disciple of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. They both expertly assisted Narottam Das Thakur in his life mission, spreading the divine message of Lord Chaitanya to every town and village. According to Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Narottam Das is Vilas Manjari in Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. Shri Shri Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. So these are the little brief description of Narottam Das Thakur and Loknath Goswami. Among one more important Goswami is Srila Vishwanadas Chakravarti Thakur. Why I'm sharing this stories in little detail, Radha Raman, okay. Because this usually we came to read about only 6 Goswamis, but after 6 Goswamis, there lot of new Goswamis came up in the movement, Sankirtan movement, but we hardly know about them. So I thought to read out about them. Okay, little bit more is there about the Narottam's Gauranga deities. It is said that while in the visit of hometown of Khetori, Narottam had a desire to install a number of deities in the auspicious occasion of Gaur Purnima, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance day, for the purpose of expanding the preaching movement of the Sankirtan movement. That night in the dream, Narottam Das saw 6 deities, Ballabhi Kant, Sri Krishna, Braj Mohan, Radha Kant, Radha Raman and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. After the dream, Narottam woke and spent the rest of the night shedding tears of joy. The next day, Narottam began arranging for the deities to be carved. Stone was brought and the artisans started carving the 6 deities with great devotion. Although the 5 deities of Krishna were very beautiful, the deity of Gauranga had not been carved so nicely, and Narottam became disheartened and in an anguish mood began calling out the loud voice, "Gauranga, Gauranga," while shedding many tears. That night in the dream, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before Narottam saying, "My dear Narottam, with much care you are trying to carve a deity of me, but I will never remain in that murti. I will now inform you how to obtain a deity of me. Before I accept sannyas, I had a neem wood deity carved by myself, which I had immersed in the Ganga river. Because you are my most beloved devotee, I am telling you this. The deity is now inside a rice store of Bipradas." After seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. After saying this, so Narottam immediately woke and saw the saw that morning he arrived. So he began making inquiring from the local people about the residence of Bipradas. Narottam was informed that Bipradas was a wealthy merchant who lived nearby and had a business trading in rice and other grains. Hearing this, Narottam went to the house of Bipradas. On arrival, Bipradas offered his obeisances to Narottam Das and inquired what had brought him to his home. "I have come on a special mission and want to go to the place where you stored your grains." Bipradas replied, "That is not possible because the place had become infested with many kind of poisonous snake, and as soon as they see anyone, they become angry and being hissing loudly. Out of fear for those snake, no one can go near to the storeroom. Narottam said, "Don't worry, when I arrive, all the snakes will automatically leave." After saying that, Narottam went to the rice store. Immediately on seeing him, all the snakes left that place. After searching the store, Narottam soon found the deity of Gauranga. Seeing the deity, all the people were surprised and found that this that time onwards there were no more snakes at all places. Vipradas became very happy and came up his whole family and took shelter of at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur. Seeing the beauty of Gauranga deity, everyone felt very blissful. All those who had previously seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu verified that the deity looked exactly like the Lord himself. It is said that Prativu Murti of Narottam's Gauranga deity is worshipped on the altar of Radha Gokulananda Mandir in Vrindavan. So the deity which we saw of Mahaprabhu is the exact replica, this one, a replica of Mahaprabhu which looked like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And not too big, one small two paragraph reading about Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur. So in our temple, every morning we sang a bhajan. Sangsar davan lalidha loka pranaya karunya ghanar gharatvam. So this bhajan was written by Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur, and this is his samadhi. So let me read about him as well. Srila Vishwanath Das Chakravarti Thakur entered in the samadhi in the year of 1708, and his sacred body was entombed here in the garden of Radha Gokulananda Mandir. He was born into a Brahmin family of Nadia district in the year of 1638. As a student, he became an expert scholar of Sanskrit philosophy, rhetoric and poetry, and could easily defeat anyone in an open debate. He was the Diksha disciple of the illustrious Vaishnav Guru Radharaman Chakravarti and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his Shiksha Guru. Vishwanath Das was married at a very early age by his parents, and it was the local custom in Bengal at that time, but had absolutely no interest in the family affair. He immediately left home and went to Vrindavan, where he performed bhajan on the bank of Radha Kund and stay in the old bhajan kutir of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. After some time, he returned to home in Nadia, where at the instance of his parents, his guru implored him to at least spend one night on the bed of young wife. He obeyed the order of his guru, but after lying in bed with his very beautiful young wife, he spent a whole night chanting the holy name of the Lord. His parents were disappointed, but his guru was delighted at his sense control, realizing he was actually a very advanced Vaishnava. His guru took him to stay in his own house and engaged him in making a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam, which in those...
Prabhuji, you're muted.
Krishna Prabhuji, you're muted.
Prabhuji. Oh, he can't hear us.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. I don't think so. Prabhuji can hear us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's frozen.
That's sad. Sin falling on him. A local landowner personally witnessed this event and broadcast the news throughout the village. Much to the humble Vishwanath's embarrassment. After some time, his guru Radharaman Chakravarti told Vishwanath to return to Vrindavan and continue with the activity of serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwanath Das returned and again took shelter of at Radha Kund, where he began writing numerous important books. He also composed many devotional songs, of which the most famous is Sri Sri Guru Ashtakam, the famous prayer of spiritual masters sung by all ISKCON temples during the Mangala Arati ceremony each morning. When he returned to the holy dham, he was presented with the deity of Radha Gokulananda by the Brahmachari, who, while visiting Mathura, had received the dream in which the deity informed the Brahmachari that he wanted to be worshipped by Vishwanath Das. Not knowing who Vishwanath was, the Brahmachari had to search for him. When the Brahmachari found Vishwanath Das, he was reluctant to accept the deity because, being a mendicant, he lived by begging alms and could not provide the deity with the requisite standard of worship. Therefore, feeling disappointment, the Brahmachari left. That night, Vishwanath Das received a dream in which the Lord informed him that he should accept the deity and worship him in whatever way he could, as this would make the Lord very happy. The Brahmachari also had a dream in which the Lord told him to return again, as this time Vishwanath Das would accept deity, which he did. While Vishwanath Das was staying in Radha Kund, he also took over to worship of the famous Govardhan Shila given to Raghunath Das Goswami by Lord Chaitanya. So this was a little brief reading about this acharyas. Let me show you a little bit more the picture. So I hope you all understand my reading. So the deity of Radha Gokulananda are very important. So on the left hand side, this was a deity of Narottam Das Thakur, and next to Narottam Das Thakur, deity is Radha Binodanand. This one is Radha Binodanand, thus middle on the middle, and that one worshipped by Loknath Goswami. And this one, the bigger one, is Radha Vijay Govind, worshipped by Baladev Vidyabhushan. And this deity here, this one is Radha Gokulanand as well. And here is the small Giriraj. So this is the darshan of Radha Gokulananda temple and the story behind it. So I hope you like the story and darshan of Radha Gokulananda. I'll try to tell you a little bit story about today's festival, which occurred every year after Govardhan festival. So the today festival is Bhai Dooj, on which there is a famous story. So there is a place in Mathura called Vishram Ghat. Let me show you that temple also. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Mathura. I have many pictures, so I saved all that, but never posted anywhere. Post one by one. Nami Mandir Shri Radhe Adivaraha Yam. Where is Y? Just a minute. Okay. Hare Krishna Hare. Okay, here is Yam Yami Mandir. Okay. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So this is on the right hand side is Yamraj and the left hand side is Yamuna Maya. So there is a famous this temple is on Vishram Ghat in Mathura. So in Mathura there is a place called Vishram Ghat, and according to Gaudiya rituals, Navadvip Parikrama began from there. So Vishram Ghat is very famous for many reasons. So I'll tell you a little bit on it. During Shatiyug, Lord Varahadev, he saved Mother Earth, taken from Karandakshai Vishnu. He take out Mother Earth from there, and he took Mother Earth to this place called Vishram Ghat. At first, Mother Earth was wondering that I have not yet established, and from where this place has come. So Lord Varahadev told that my dham never destroyed even whole creation, if hampered or destroyed during Brahma's night, but his dham always remained there. So there on Vishram Ghat, Lord Varahadev told Mother Earth Adi Varaha Puran. There Mother Earth came to know about Brajmandal, she did Brajyatra, and this happened in Satyug. In Treta Yug, Lord Rama's brother, Ram Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughan. Shatrughan was the youngest one. So Lord Ram established him as the king of Mathura. Lakshman became king of Lakshmanpur. Bharat became king of Bharatpur, which is near to Vrindavan. And Lakshman became king of Dig, which is also close to Vrindavan. And Shatrughan became king of Mathura. So Mathura is considered among the one of the six or eight Puri. Puri means city, which always remains city, never village. So Mathura, Avantika, Kanchi, Ujjain, Kasi, and likewise Haridwar. These are the six important Puris which always remain the city. So this is Yami Yami Mandir. So one day, just after the just next day of Deepavali, it is believed that this is also the day of Mother Yamuna appearance day. So Yamuna and Yamraj, they both are twin brother and sister. They are the son of they are the children of sun god. So one day Yamraj thought that my sister living on the bank of Yamuna, so let me go and meet him. So he came to Yamuna Mathura Puri, and by seeing her brother, Mother Yamuna become very happy, and she start preparing very very nice feast for her brother, and she make very nice welcome for her brother. And by seeing her small sister doing so much of activity to make her brother happy, to make nice feast, doing all everything on her own, so Yamraj become very happy, and she said, "Dear sister, I really enjoyed all of your service, seva. I want to give you something. Please ask me something." So Mother Yamuna said that if you really impress with me, with my service, then please give Ashirvad that today no sisters, if any sister prepare food on her own and give it to their and feed nicely to their brother, such sisters should never get widow. Please bless like that. And so Yamraj accept that. Okay. And then also Yamraj said, not only that, if any brother and sister today come to Vishram Ghat in Mathura, and if they take bath together in Yamuna, and then their brother will never come to Yamloka after leaving their body. So likewise, there is some boon or ashirvad given by Yamraj and Yamuna. So due to that, this festival Bhai Dooj take place. So there's a small temple. I think I have the video of it. Let me play it for you. Video. Okay. Here. Hare Krishna. Hare holy places. ब्रज 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 के बाद मथुरा मथुरा ओके मथुरा यम यामी मंदिर है यम यामी वही ओके यम नॉट यमुना सॉरी यम यामी मंदिर ओके दिस इज द टेम्पल ऑफ यमी यामी मंदिर हरे कृष्णा ब्यूटिफुल इजंट इट एंड ऑन द वॉल दे हैव डिफरेंट पिक्चर्स ऑफ इफ नो इफ समवन डिड पाखंड पाखंड मीन्स इफ समवन चीट इन अ फॉर्म ऑफ सेंट सो ही विल गेट पनिशमेंट लाइक दिस इन हेल एंड दोज हु ऑफर काउस गोदान एंड इवन बींग सिनफुल लॉर्ड काउ विल सेव हिम वैतरणी नदी देर इज अ रिवर वैतरणी विल हेल्प बाई काउज टू क्रॉस दैट एंड देर सम अदर थिंग्स मेन्शन इफ एनी वन लाइक हेयर इन द पिक्चर इफ एनी वन गिव हैवी लगेज फॉर काउज टू पुल सो नेक्स्ट टाइम द काउ विल टेक देयर राइड एंड इफ एनी वन पराई स्त्री कर्म फल इफ एनी वन ट्राई टू बी क्लोजर विथ समवन्स एल्स वाइफ So in hell they will get a hard iron rod to hug it and they will hold her tightly or him tightly to hug that. And if anyone try to kill any animal, so he will get killed by animal. Likewise, there are so many laws are there in the court of Dharmaraj, here also there पति को सताने का फल इफ समवन हर्ट देयर हस्बैंड देयर आर मेनी वुमेन हु डिसरेस्पेक्ट बीइंग डिसरेस्पेक्ट टू देयर हस्बैंड नॉट डिसरेस्पेक्ट बट नो ट्राई टू बीट देम ऑन समथिंग सो दे विल गेट डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ पनिशमेंट सो दिस इज द लॉ ऑफ कर्मा विच वॉज नाइसली गिवेन बाई यमराज to the people. And I'm trying to show one more picture. Just let me see if I have draw Braj Mathura. If as today's festival, yummy yummy. Okay. Vishram Ghat. Okay, yes. This picture is of the festival. What happened on today's date in Mathura? So today, millions of people gathered in Mathura, and this is the Vishram Ghat in Mathura, and the boat were there as a boundary, and people they all came and take dip. All not all like only brothers sisters they take dip in Yamuna Ghat. Like here you can see, I have some. This one actually last year picture. I have not went there today. Because I thought I have a lot of videos to make. So, nice, beautiful place, Mathura city. People hardly go to anywhere in Mathura. They go only Krishna birthplace, but they simply avoid to visit other places in. See, people are so fond of mobile that they went into the river with mobile also, and see all the brothers sisters, they're trying to dip together. Jai Yamuna Maiya. He say here two brother and one sister. They become old yet they're following the rituals. India have very beautiful culture and rituals, which people used to follow. Let me show you some more. I don't have sister, else I should go there with my sister too. But no problem. See, Mataji, she have two brother and she's one sister and they are old, yet they are following the rituals. Nice, isn't it? Let me show you a little bit more. They feel fear to go deep into the water. So her sister, taking water and making him bath. Nice. And let me show you the Vishram Ghat as well, little bit of Vishram Ghat. This one is Vishram Ghat. This temple. There is many small temple in this small place. This ghat is important. The riverside is important. So this is the darshan of Radha Gopalananda and Mathura. So I hope you like the darshan of these places.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. This is indeed a very wonderful parikrama for us. Actually, it's a 1 hour parikrama. It's very satisfying for us. Thank you so much for taking us to all these places, which with all the pastimes also. Actually, we should thank for the pastimes which you have narrated. So even if we go in person, I don't think so. We can hear so much. So we are very grateful to you for showing us all these pastimes. Thank you so much. So I think there are raised hands.
Anuradha Mataji.
Yeah. Anuradha Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. All glory to Shri Prabhupada. Prabhu, I had a question. Can I ask in Hindi or English, Prabhu?
You can ask English, don't worry, I understand now.
Okay, bro. So, as you mentioned, Baladev Vidyabhushan's deities, right?
Radha
Krishna. Deities, Radha Krishna, right?
Yes, Mataji.
But when we went to Ramuna Prabhu, birthplace of Baladev Vidyabhushan, their ancestors, like their family lineage is still there. Their family people are still there. They showed us Radha Krishna deity is there also. Chote wale, smaller ones. Like
this one is Prativu Murti, Mataji. All that is here. These are the Prativu Murtis.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, Prabhu. Because they said it is the original one. So
the original is there, but this one is the Prativu.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Which and used to be worshipped in this temple.
Yes. Okay, Prabhu. And one more thing, I joined late. So which book you were reading, Prabhu? And in between, actually, you went mute also. So we missed some story in between. Okay. You were reading from, which book it is, Prabhu?
This one I'm reading, Braj Mandal Parikrama, but this book is not available now. That's the thing. 2 years back, they were having this book, but now they don't have this edition. They have the new one, but which is little thinner. But this one is...
Rasbihari also won't have it?
No, yes, I purchased this from Rasbihari, but they don't have this one. This have more than 600 places. Currently, one have around 200 or 300 like this.
I'll get a Xerox from you, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Shukrakar, Prabhuji, please go ahead. Prabhuji, you're muted. Prabhuji, you're muted.
Hare Krishna to everybody. After so many days, I'm coming to Bhakti Sangha. I was in Vrindavan for the last 10 days. I came back there for yesterday. So, thank you, Prabhu. You narrated so nicely. I just want to know one thing. This Vishram Ghat you showed is the same place where Akrura was taking Krishna and Balram. So, he went to do the Sandhya Vandanam and he found Radha Krishna. Sorry, Krishna Balram inside the water. Is the same place, Vishram?
When we go to Mathura from Vrindavan, so just cross after crossing Pagal Baba Ashram, the biggest one, white ashram. Next to that, there is a particular road called Akrur Ghat. And so if you go to that road, there is a Akrur, that old temple is there, which is now, they have Krishna Balram with Akrurji. And that place is different. But from here, from that spot, Mathura is around 5-6 kilometer more.
Okay.
I have the picture of that place too. I'll show you in the yatra someday.
Well, I got this book to this time. I bought it, Braj Mandal Parikrama for 30 days, only 200 pages. That may be the new version I got.
Yeah, that one, the new version. The old version I
Yeah.
asked so many times because my book's condition, I use it so much that it become no little bit of this like this. So I thought to have one
Right.
more. So I asked them, they said, no, we don't have this edition anymore. So I was quite lucky to have this one. So as soon as new this one will arrive, I will update all of you and will keep few copies with me.
Jai. So
Thank you,
nice.
Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Dandar Prabhu. আপনি বাঙালি নাকি? আপনি বাঙালি?
হ্যাঁ, আমি বাঙালি, ঠিক বলেছেন আপনি।
আমিও আমিও বাঙালি, কলকাতার মানুষ, সোনার বাংলা।
তাহলে মাঝে মাঝে বাংলায় কথা হবে, আমিও কলকাতা থেকে। জয় শ্রী
হরে
রাধাকৃষ্ণ,
কৃষ্ণ,
হরে
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
হরে কৃষ্ণ। থ্যাংক ইউ, থ্যাংক ইউ প্রভুজি। সো আই ডোন্ট সি এনি মোর কোয়েশ্চেন্স অর কমেন্টস, বাট অল দ্য কমেন্টস আর রিয়েলি ভেরি, এভরি ওয়ান ইজ রিলিশিং দ্য বৃন্দাবন পরিক্রমা প্রভুজি। সো এভরি ওয়ান আর থ্যাংকিং ইউ ফর টেকিং আস টু অল দিস প্লেসেস। খুশবু মাতাজি ইজ আস্কিং ইউর নাম্বার,
Yes,
সো
please share
মাতাজি
mine if you have.
ইয়া
All right, type here. Yeah.
Can you share the number?
You
We
can
all both
post it
can
in the
get in touch.
chat box, Prabhuji.
Yes, I'll
Prabhu, you
share
can
there.
put in the chat box, Prabhu.
Just a minute. I'm
Yes.
writing +918599995401. Sanjay Nityanand Das.
Yeah. Here goes Prabhuji's number. So everyone, even when
Das.
you're going for Vrindavan
So,
Parikrama also, please
tomorrow,
save the
tomorrow,
number.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Tomorrow will be very special darshan. Tomorrow, I'm thinking to take all of you to Gopeshwar Mahadev Mandir. Hare Bol. That's a month of Kartik. I have wonderful video of that place, and we'll narrate story as per book, and little bit of I read from one more book in detail. What happened on that day? So tomorrow class going to be full of fun. So get ready with your wonderful mood. We are going to enjoy tomorrow with Mahadev Lila.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We are actually enjoying every day now. We are relishing all the kathas in this auspicious month of Kartik. Thank you so much for giving us your time and association. I think Indulekha Mataji is having some question.
I prayed for everybody in Vrindavan, for all the Bhakti Sangha devotees. And luckily, I found one Bhakti Sangha devotee. I forgot the name. Radhanath Maharaj disciple. And one Mataji and her two
Kirti
daughters.
Da Sundari Mataji, I think.
I don't know. I didn't know the name. One Radhanath Maharaj disciple.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much,
thank
Prabhuji.
Thank
yes,
thank you
Indulekha Mataji, please go.
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Sanjay Nityananda Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this beautiful session. Prabhuji, I just had a question. You were talking about the six deities that were carved by Narottam Das Thakur, right?
Yes, yes.
Where are they located? Are they all in one place or do they?
No, a few in Kheturi Gram, near Ramkeli village. And one, two is in Bangladesh.
Okay.
I'm thinking to, not now, after making my Brajmandal darshan, perhaps someday I will make again videos on Gaur Mandal. And there I will cover all this beautiful darshan of these deities by the Acharyas. So I need huge support and blessings from all of you. So kindly bless me that I can successfully make these videos. This is my also goal of my life, to make videos of all the holy places about our Acharyas, so that people came to know about the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement and of Acharyas. So please bless me.
So for God Purnima, you can come again for 1 week. Gaur Mandal Parikrama.
I think, Prabhuji, as you said, when we started our class earlier, so you said that we want to extend this Parikrama for the whole year. So I think that will be great if it is happening.
Yes. So don't worry. I have this whole fat book to tell all of you. So that would be a very nice if you all can hear my English.
Nandapriya Narmada Mataji, please go ahead. Thank you so much, Nandapriya Mataji, again, once again.
No, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you
Hare
so
Krishna,
much. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please pray for all of us so that next year, by this time, we all sisters can come and all of us together can take a dip in Yamuna Maya. So nice.
Yes, please, please.
Yeah.
So,
there are so many Bhakti Sangha sisters, Prabhuji, never say you're alone.
We are, I was about to say that, Mataji.
Yeah. Okay, then we all go together to dip in yum yummy.
Yes.
Yeah, please pray for us.
Thank you. Actually, Bhakti Sangha have a big family now. I'm among them. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you for your association. Wonderful.
A lot of sisters, a lot of daughters, everything is there.
So I request whatever today we came to know about our acharyas like Loknath Goswami, Vishwanathas Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, please share this with others. A good thing about this Gauri Vaishnava teachings is that as much as we told about them to others, that much we remember. But if we don't tell our others, no, we forgot, oh, what happened that time, what happened like that. So better we should discuss about these pastimes. So I will send a picture of this article and so that you can, you can tell the glories to others. So thank you very much for giving your kind blessing to me. I'll try my heart to show Braj as it is to all of you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving
Prabhu, are you ready with Jagannath Puri?
Yes, I'll not leave anything. I'll go Jagannath Puri, Tirupati, everywhere. But Krishna is
Dwarka.
Main focus. Dwarka.
Yes,
Dwarka. Dwarka. Little bit, Dwarka. I'll do with permission of Radha Kund. Usually, whenever I have any doubt, I approach Radharani and toss there. If a head comes, then I go. If tail comes, then I don't go.
Yeah.
So on doubtful situation, I take decision like that. So yes, I have desired to do as much as holy places I can cover. So
then,
that
then Ayodhya. After that, Ayodhya also.
Ayodhya Chitrakoot is not much away. Ayodhya Chitrakoot. Even during Gita Jayanti, I planned this time to go to Kurukshetra. So yeah, from there, I'll try to show you Kurukshetra as well on the day of Gita Jayanti.
Haribol.
Haribol.
And so after the end of the winter, I may go to Jaipur to see most of the deities are there in Jaipur. So we'll do something, we'll make a video on Jaipur, Pastor Krishna's deities are there. So we'll make video on that as well.
Also Srinathji's.
Srinathji, Madan Mohanji, Radha Govindadev, Radha Gopinath. And Radha Gokulanand, many deities are there.
In Karoli, so, Karoli also, Karoli.
Karoli, yes. So huge list. So I need your blessing. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. We are all
very Onek dhanyavad.
Thankful
to you.
Jai, Jai Shri Radha.
Yeah, so do this. Let's end our session here. Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for giving us your valuable time and association. We want you every day to continue this seva for us, and it's really a very wonderful seva which you are doing. As you said that whatever you have said, we want all your blessings for remembering whatever you have said. So just pray for us also, Prabhuji, which wherever you go to the Dham, because since you are there, so you can pray there lively for us. And thank you so much, Prabhuji. So devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha
Kalpataru.